So we are celebrating Transfiguration Sunday today. You just heard the story in our gospel excerpt from Mark. And so the name of my sermon is, Jesus said, "Don't tell anyone who I am." Let me ask you a question. Can I tell you a secret? Can you keep a secret? You see, in the Gospel of Mark, Jesus wants us to keep his secret. He told the disciples as they were coming down the mountain, "Don't tell anyone who I am." And this is what's referred to in biblical terms as the messianic secret phenomena. You see, Jesus kept concealing his messianic identity, especially in the Gospel of Mark, over and over and over again. Now, why did he do this? Why did he need people to keep his secret? Partly he did this because he understood that the disciples, even though they were with him day after day, still did not quite understand who he was. And they still did not quite understand what he came to do. And when he tried to explain that he came to suffer and die on the cross and rise from the dead, the disciples were completely clueless. And another reason Jesus had this messianic secret phenomena was that he did not want to rile up unnecessarily the Jewish authorities, because he did a pretty good job of riling them up anyway, or the Roman authorities. And so if we look especially in the Gospel of Mark, Jesus time and time and time again told people to keep his secret. He told a demon to keep his secret in Mark chapter 1, verse 34. And he healed many who were sick with various diseases and cast out many demons. And he would not permit the demons to speak. He told people who he healed not to say how they got well. In Mark 1:44, Jesus healed a leper and then said to the leper, "See that you say nothing to anyone, but go, show yourself to the priest, and offer for your cleansing what Moses commanded, for a proof to them." And he told his apostles not to tell anyone in Mark 8:30, and he strictly charged them to tell no one about him. And then again, as we just read in Mark 9:9, as they were coming down the mountain, he charged them to tell no one what they had seen. So I'm looking at this messianic secret phenomena. I'm looking at these and many more examples in the Gospel of Mark where Jesus said, "Do not tell anyone who I am." And I am standing here just trying to make sense of this. I'm wondering, should I even talk about this morning? Is this still supposed to be secret? Is there a memo somewhere that I'm missing? Dear God, please come into my mind and heart this morning. Let the words of my mouth, the meditations of my heart, bring your secret into its radiant light. Help me share with this, your beloved community, the love and grace and sacrifice and forgiveness and wonder of your life in this world. And I ask all this in the name of our Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. So let's look at what happened on the mountain. Jesus went up and there was a big white light. And it was radiating from Jesus. Everybody here has taken a picture, right? Of one kind or another. And another word for picture is a photograph. And photograph comes from two Greek words, photo meaning light, and graph meaning writing. And so a photograph is something written in light. And if I was to hold up a cell phone and take a selfie, I would be making a photograph written with light of myself. And so as I thought about this text this morning, I realized that as Jesus was transfigured, the light radiating from Jesus in front of his disciples was his way of taking a selfie, was his way of writing with light, was his way of showing his disciples who he was. And so Jesus' secret selfie is very clear. Moses and Elijah are present with him. Moses represented the law, the first five books of the Old Testament, or the Jewish Bible. And Elijah represented the prophets, all the other books in the Jewish Bible. And Jesus was telling us as part of his identity that he came to fulfill the law and the prophets, Moses and Elijah. Jesus' secret selfie is so clear. You see, Mark's gospel has three major statements about Jesus' identity. The first statement about his identity is in his baptism, when God's voice declares in Mark 1:11, "You are my son, the beloved." And then at the very end of Jesus' life, after he had died on the cross, when a Roman soldier says in Mark 15, verse 39, "Truly, this man was God's son." But in this middle statement between his life and death, here on this mountain, as he is transfigured, please note who God is speaking to. Because in the baptism of Jesus, God was speaking to Jesus, "You are my beloved son." But now, in our gospel reading this morning in Mark chapter 9, verse 7, these words are for us. God is no longer only speaking to his son. God is speaking to all of us when he says, "This is my beloved son." You see, Jesus' secret selfie is clearer and clearer. Because if we note what God then says, God then tells us, clear as a bell, listen to him. And these words, "listen to him," they're not just for the three disciples there. They were not just for the people of Israel at the time of Jesus. These words are directed to us. Listen to him. And this is way easier said than done. Igor Stravinsky was a Russian music composer. And he was very aware about people listening to his music. And he said this about listening: "To listen is an effort. Just to hear has no merit. A duck can hear." So Igor Stravinsky is telling us really clearly, it is hard to listen. And yet in this gospel, God is telling us very clearly, listen to him. And if we continue on with Jesus' secret selfie and the clarity of it, Reverend Edward Marquardt has this beautiful quote: "Jesus' body was transformed from an earthly body into a heavenly body, from a human body into a resurrection body." So Jesus' secret selfie is giving us so much information. It is showing us that Jesus is fulfilling the law and the prophets. It is showing us that Father God is speaking directly to us, identifying Jesus as his son. It is showing us that we are commanded and called to listen to Jesus. And you know, the first verse, the beginning of the Gospel of Mark, this is the good news of salvation. Well, this Gospel of Mark is also showing us that our bodies will also be transformed in heaven as glorious, dazzling, radiant bodies of light, as Jesus was transformed in front of his disciples. And finally, Jesus' secret selfie is so clear. Jesus has Peter and James and John coming down from the mountain to be light riders for their brothers and sisters, to spread the word of Jesus, the light of Jesus, to everyone they meet. So, Royal Oak, beloved worshiping community, we are called to do this today. We are called to write with God's radiant light of grace and love. And we are called to see God's radiant light of grace and love in others. So if we are called to be light writers, if we are called to write with the radiant light, which is the love and grace of God, then if we are using this light, we are essentially making selfies of ourselves. But these are not regular old cell phone selfies. We are called to make Christian selfies. And what would our Christian selfie look like? Now, God's grace and love transfigured Jesus on the mountain, bleached his garments whiter than anybody could bleach them. And that is the love of God that shines within us. And one of my joys as a pastor is to preach from this pulpit every Sunday. And on many of the Sundays, there's sunlight coming in through the window on my right. It is a beautiful shaft of light, and the colors in this window are illuminated so beautifully. We as people, children of God, are similarly lit as stained glass windows are lit with God's light. There's a psychiatrist about 30 years ago that was a pioneer in studying death and dying. Her name was Elizabeth Kubler-Ross. I found her books depressing. But she says this most beautiful and illuminating thing, her words: people are like stained glass windows. They sparkle and shine when the sun is out. But when the darkness comes, their true beauty is only revealed if there is a light from within. What would our Christian selfie look like? I believe it would be us holding and cherishing the light that is within each person. I believe it would be us lifting up that light, maybe moving away pain and sorrow to let that light shine. Maybe being a listening ear, a comforting phone call, a delivery of Hershey's Kisses, a box of cards made by children for Valentine's Day. Our Christian selfie is much harder to take than the usual selfie, Because we need to be connected with the love and light of God so we can do God's work. And we have to be careful. Because if we are too full of our own light, will we be able to see the light of others? You know, this is probably a good way of saying the problem of the Pharisees. They were so full of themselves and the importance light that they totally missed the fact that the Son of God was standing next to them. Another example of this, if we go outdoors on a sunny day, we cannot see the stars. Oh, they're there, but the light of the sun is obliterating them. But the more we, in our Christian selfie, can look like a humble servant, the more we follow the light of Jesus, the more other people's lights can shine and shine and shine. Consider looking into the face of someone you love, spouse, friend, granddaughter, grandson, dog, cat. And when they look back at you with love in their eyes, you are seeing their light. And you know how you can bring that forth. So, Jesus' secret transfiguration selfie is really in our gospel this morning to show us the light that we are called to see and to share. Now, in the Gospel of Mark, there was good reason for the messianic secret phenomena. There was good reason for Jesus to tell his disciples, don't say anything about this. But you remember the last phrase of that last verse this morning, until after his death and resurrection? And so, we now have free rein to share our Christian selfies and Jesus' secret selfies and be writers with the light of God's love to everyone we meet. And so, on this cloudy, rainy day, let us pray and give thanks that we can be God's writers of light and love in this world today. Imagine we have just come down from the mountain, and imagine Jesus no longer has to tell us, wait till I've died. But Jesus is telling us, go forth, make disciples of all nations, and bring my light and love to everyone you meet. Amen.